ACC, how are we doing today? Man, it's good to see you all here. I see a lot of kids in the house from Summer Blast. Did you guys have a good week this week? Oh, it was okay.
It was all right. If you went to Summer Blast, I want to hear you make some noise. A little more.
All right. Well, let's do this. I would love to read some scripture for you. Today is a little bit different service, and so we're going to start with some scripture to kind of explain a little bit what we're doing. From Psalm 145, we read this. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. And we're going to just stop right there. You know, most of the time when we think about that, one generation declares your works to another, we usually think about the older generation telling the younger generation. Well, today, we're going to flip the script. The younger generation is going to tell us what God has been doing all summer long. They're going to tell of his mighty works in their lives. And so we're going to celebrate today. It's going to be fun.
We're going to celebrate in some fun ways, y'all. We're going to start with some worship led by our kids team, and they're going to lead us in hand motions. Later on, we're going to have live testimony and devos from our students, guys. And then we're going to celebrate. We're going to cap this summer off with a baptism celebration. So we're so glad you're here this weekend for our family service. Would you do me a favor? Would you stand to your feet? And as we're led in worship by our children and by our kids' worship team, can we just make a joyful noise to the Lord? Let me hear you. Are you ready to worship? All right, well, let's worship this morning, church. Let's worship.
It's time to celebrate. It's time to get it started. The party's happening here. Turn up the music loud. Dance like nobody's watching. We got a reason to cheer. Let's get our hands together. 'Cause Jesus, your love is for everyone. We're gonna shine your light. Shine your light today. So come on, clap your hands. And everybody dance. The party is popping. Nobody's stopping. We're gonna do it right. And have a good time. All for you, Jesus. 'Cause you're always with us. It's time to start the party. It's time to start the party. It's time to celebrate. It's time to get it started. The party's happening here. Turn up the music loud. It's like nobody's watching. We gotta listen to cheer. Jesus, your love is for everyone. We're gonna shine your light, shine your light today. So come on, clap your hands, and everybody dance. The party is popping, nobody's stopping. We're gonna do it right, and have a good time. All for you, Jesus, 'cause you're always with us. It's time to start the party.
Now party people gather all around. No time to snooze, we gotta spread the news. So get on up and get down. Get up now party people gather all around. No time to snooze, we gotta spread the news. So get on up and get down. Why should I worry? You never show up late, and you don't make mistakes. I'm not.
So much, guys. You guys can go ahead and take a seat.
All right. That was so much fun to get to do some Summer Blast songs together. Good morning, you guys.
You guys could take a seat.
Good morning. My name is Aaliyah, and I am on the kids team here at HDC.
And my name is Debbie, and I think I just scared the tech team because I turned my mic on as I was walking out. Was that scary? A little bit?
We are so glad to see all of you today. We want to get a quick poll. Where are our kids in the room that are normally up in Point Discovery? Can you wave your hand, make a little noise?
You guys are so quiet in here.
Good to see you all this morning. We're so excited that you're here with us. We're going to have a really fun morning just getting to celebrate all that God has done this summer.
Yeah, before we share some announcements with you guys, I just want to invite our ushers to go ahead and start passing the offering buckets. So just a reminder, offering is for people who call HDC their church home, and it's just a way for us to worship and be obedient in giving to the ministry. And just thankful for your partnership in that. So they're going to pass those while we give you some announcements.
Yes, absolutely. Well, the purpose of this service is for us to just take some time as a church family to celebrate all that has happened this summer in kids ministry and student ministries. And so we actually want to give you some information of summer by the number. So if you will look at the screen right now, you can see that for summer camp this year, we were able to collect this year in our impact offering, which is the fund that helps send kids to camp, give scholarships for kids to go to camp. We raised $113,084 this year, which is amazing. Yes. And that's because of your generosity and your willingness to give and get kids to camp. And because of that, we were able to take 420 kids to camp this year. They had a great time. We had 34 kids decide to follow Jesus for the first time at camp this summer, which is amazing. Yes, it's the best news. And we had 158 kids decide to recommit their lives to the Lord. We also had 23 kids this summer between camp and missions trip, and even just some of our kids in kids ministry decide that they want to get baptized. And all of those kids are getting baptized this weekend across all three of our campuses. So we'll have 23 kids and students getting baptized this weekend, which is amazing. And you guys will even get to see that at the end of service today, some of our friends getting baptized. All right, we can go to the next slide. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the missions trips, which I know many of you in our church family help to support our students that we're going on missions trips and just getting those great experiences to serve and learn all around the world. So we had our most recent missions trip, 12 high schoolers and 5 leaders just got back a couple weeks ago from Montreal. They had a great trip. We had 18 high schoolers and 5 leaders go to San Francisco earlier this summer, and we had 12 junior hires and 6 leaders go out to Rainbow Acres. Those were great experiences just for those kids to get a bigger picture of what it means to serve and to love people in the kingdom. So that was a great experience for our students this summer.
Yeah, very cool. And we hope you guys, you know, when we share these statistics, we know you guys probably look at that and you're like, wow, you guys had a really busy summer, and we did. But what we hope you see is that HDC is a church that we really believe in investing in the next generation and helping to lay that spiritual foundation. And so we hope your families are really taking advantage of these partnership opportunities that we have to pour into the spiritual lives of your kids. And so the last infographic we're going to go over is Summer Blast. So we had over 700 kids in here this week, kindergarten through sixth grade, and it was wild and fun. We had 350 volunteers and staff that helped make that week happen, who gave up their week and who were here with us investing in kids. We had a great time. And at Summer Blast, we had 106 kids say that they wanted to make the decision to follow Jesus just this week, which is really exciting. Yes. And then we got to host 2 summer story times, and these are for our younger kids, so like our preschoolers up through younger elementary. And so we hosted 2 of those, and we had 387 kids and their parents who were here with us, which was just really great. So really great event.
Absolutely. Well, we wanted to bring a little bit of Summer Blast to you guys. We started by doing some Summer Blast songs, but now we would like to welcome out our friend Sophia. Come on out, Sophia. She is going to help us teach you all our memory verse from Summer Blast. She's coming out. She's making her way. Hi, Sophia. Come on out. You come stand right here, Miss Sophia, between me and Miss Debbie.
All right.
So here's what we need, you guys. We need you all to stand up to your feet. We're going to teach you our memory verse from Summer Blast. Sophia's going to help us. We got some hand motions, and what you lack in understanding the hand motions, you can make up for in volume, okay? Just
all
saying
right,
the verse,
nice and loud.
You guys can do it. All right, so we're gonna teach it to you first. We'll do it on stage, and then you guys will repeat after us. All right, you ready? Yes, I'm gonna take that as a yes. All right.
Wake up, guys.
You always show me. That's where you do it.
You always show me.
There we go. All right, the path that leads to life. You will fill me with joy when I am with you. Acts 2:28. That was perfect. I think you guys are ready for us to do it all together. Do you think you're ready? Yes, you can do this. Do you think they're ready, Sophia? Okay, she believes in you. Don't let her down, okay? All right, 1, 2, 3. You always show me.
With you.
Acts 2:28. Give yourselves a round of applause. That was beautiful. You guys can go ahead and grab a seat. That's the verse that our kids learned all week long at Summer Blast. We got to talk about celebrating the good news of Jesus all week long. I heard some friends over here saying it nice and loud that learned that verse. So we wanted to share that with you guys.
All right, and now we have a really great recap video so you guys can see with your eyes some of the great things that we got to do this summer and how God worked in kids and student ministries.
As long as I'm
It's okay, Gabriel. You did a good job. I'll get Elliot for you. Oh gosh. My heart's beating in my head. Oh my gosh, they're not even out of breath. Do you feel is your heart beating in your head?
Oh, thank you.
Holy cow. I'm too old to play this game.
Too bad.
You said too bad?
Oh, that's so much fun. Did you guys enjoy that video? Oh man. Oh man, if you've been tracking with us for some time, the summer culminated in that video, and it's been such a great summer. God has done so much work in His church, through our communities and our families, and I'm so grateful for everyone's participation. My name is Pastor Mikey, and I get to be one of the campus pastors here, and I get the extreme privilege this morning of interviewing one of our students in order that she can just tell you her testimony for the summer that God's done work in her life. So I'm here with my friend Isabella, and she is one of our graduating students, but she had a unique opportunity multiple times this summer to see the work that God's doing. So I want to ask you, Isabella, because we've rehearsed this and we're really good. We're good to go. But what did you get to participate in this summer?
Yeah, so I'm Isabella, and I got to participate in our San Francisco mission trip and to be a counselor for fifth grade girls.
Okay, great. So you got to go on our missions trip, which you just saw those numbers. She was one of that cohort of 20 kids that went to the Tenderloin District in San Francisco. And instead of going to camp as a student that you've done so many times, you went back to kids camp to be a counselor. So you worked for a week in a yurt with a bunch of girls, and you got to have that experience with you. That's what you did this summer?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so tell us about your experience up in San Francisco in the Tenderloin District.
Yeah, so for my experience in San Francisco, I got to meet with people in the Tenderloin, the homeless people, and I got to talk to them about the gospel, even working behind scenes on preparing their clothes, preparing their food, and it was an amazing experience.
That's awesome. So when we engage with companies like City Impact that do great local missions work in the Bay, we have duties and details that all students will cover. But beyond those details, Isabella, what experience did God give you that you recognized and that you totally just went head in first and you got to take home this experience with you? What did God bless you with?
Yeah, so I got to talk to a lot of people about the gospel, and it was just a really eye-opening experience. I got to see how they're no different from us, and they're all God's children. We're all God's children at the end of the day. And I got to pray with this one woman. She is the experience that stuck out to me the most, and she reminded me of my Lola, and I remember before my Lola passed how everyone was around her and how much family she had around her, and I'm speaking with this woman, and she has such a strong faith, and I'm praying with her, and she had no one. She had no one to be around her, and we invited her, and she went into the church at the Tenderloin, and I got to see her a couple times after that, and it was just an amazing experience because I got to see her for a couple days, and It was great.
That's so awesome. And the fact that, again, when we're serving the people, we're serving communities, you were there to serve in the kitchen and serve meals, yet God gave you this opportunity to pray with this woman that reminded you of your grandmother. And what I love about the detail of that story, Isabella, is that you tell us that you remember surrounding your grandmother at the time of her passing, and you said that this woman had no one. And when you first shared this story with me, I said, no, man, God sent you to be around her in that time. And that's so impactful and so touching. So grateful for you being willing to go on these mission trips. So, that was at the beginning of the summer. And then again, at the end of the summer, you got to go to camp. Tell us about your camp experience as a counselor, not as a student.
Yeah, so this was my first experience as a counselor. I've gone to camp almost every year before that. But since I was a super senior, I just wanted to be a counselor. And I wanted to impact the kids because I remember in my experience when I was going into fifth grade and my parents sent me, how impactful it was to have my leaders and how I was able to recommit my life to Christ at camp with my leaders and every year since. And it was just an amazing experience. And it was so great because I got to have a bond with my girls, speak to them about the gospel. But not only that, but seeing how I was lacking a spiritual bond with my girls for a little bit, and then I really got to get the hang of it. I got to adapt to speaking to them on a spiritual level, and it was so amazing. One day, I had a one-on-one with one of my girls, and I got to do the ABCs with her, and it was so amazing because she gave her life to Christ.
Amen. That's great. Yes, you can absolutely applaud that. And then even just taking from your experience, Isabella, the fact that God used you in multiple ways this summer, how do you take encouragement from this, and how are you encouraged for this next season of life? How did God use that for you?
Yeah, I definitely think from this experience, I would definitely encourage you guys, even if you're debating on serving in any sort of way, whether it's volunteering, missions trip, or being a counselor, honestly, it's so beneficial for anyone that you're impacting. I got to deal with different age groups this summer, and I can see how God doesn't stop impacting them, no matter what age they are. And I would just definitely encourage you guys to keep doing that. This is definitely my first missions and counseling of many.
Oh, so good, so good. Give it up for God and the glory He's getting. Hey, listen, we want to give a special thank you to all of you who gave to Impact. Because of you and your generosity, your obedience, and your discipline, by worshiping God through giving, we're able to make an impact on so many people's lives. And the fact that a lot of times we wonder if we should step into these things because of the unknown. Well, this was a sneak peek behind the curtain on so many things that are going on. The fact that from a student, from a counselor, from a volunteer, that we can actually share these experiences with you in order that you would be encouraged to engage in the same way. I want to just lead us into prayer really quick to just commit the rest of our summer and then also pray for Isabella and her continued journey. So join us. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. God, we thank you so much for the impact that you're making in your church and the fact that you see fit to use us as your sons and daughters. Lord, thank you so much for the obedience of the students, of the volunteers, of everyone that sacrificed a bit of their summer to serve your kingdom. And we thank you so much that we can see the fruit of this, Lord. And even without the fruit, we know that obedience will draw us closer to you. And it will just make us more into your image every day. So, Lord, as we pray and we commit this time to you, we pray that this would be a blessing for you to see your sons and daughters walking in this faith. And, God, that as we continue on our service and we celebrate these certain things, that it would bring just joy to your eyes. And you would be grateful, Lord. We would be grateful as your people to continue to worship you in this way. Lord, I thank you for Isabella and her courage to share her story and give her testimony. And Lord, that you would continue to bless her steps, that she would be encouraged by this time of not just sharing, but those experiences. And that through this, Lord, you would continue to work in her life, that she would be a light in the world that she lives in. So God, we thank you for this time as we commit this to you. In Jesus' name, and everyone said, amen. Thank you, guys. Join me in welcoming
Well, what's up, HDC families? I am so happy to be here with you today. Can we give it up for Mikey and Isabella just even sharing their testimony, their stories? Do me a favor, give it up as well for our Summer Blast worship team that you saw up here leading you guys today as well. It was so awesome. I got to hang out with them on Friday for Summer Blast. It was so great. But my name is Reggie. I'm the student director here at our Victorville campus, and I am so excited that we get to all be gathered here in one auditorium together, like all of the first graders up and like high school and junior high, like you guys are all here. Like, I'm happy about that. I get the privilege of just sharing some encouragement for you guys. On your way in, you should have received one of these. We have an outline for you guys. There's some activities in there even for the little ones, but I wanna have some fun with you guys today. Is that okay? Are you guys all right with that? This is like the interacting service, okay? I hang out with students a lot, so I make them interact with me, okay? If you are in first through fourth grade, can I see you guys? I wanna see where the little ones are at. Is there anybody little? I see you, okay, good. First grade, there you go, I see you guys, very good. Wait, we have kindergartner in here too, right? We got kinder in here somewhere, yeah, okay. All right. If you are fifth through sixth grade, can I see your hands as well? Keep them up, kiddos. I wanna see who I got. All right, I'm gonna be talking to you guys, okay? Parents, I got something for y'all today, okay? With those little kiddos that you got, like I said, we're gonna have some fun. I'm gonna make you guys interact. It's gonna be really weird, okay? Look at your kids. Parents, look at your kiddos. Grandparents, if you're in here, look at those kiddos too. They're gonna teach you something today, all right? Look at them in the windows of their soul. It's gonna be really weird. Look at them. Those little kids got something to teach you today through God's word. Okay, some of you may or may not know this, but HDCs, you can stop looking at your parents, that's weird now, okay, just stop. So some of you may or may not know HDC's vision statement, and it is preparing generations of world changers. Say that with me, preparing generations of world changers, very good. This is what our vision is. This is what our mission is with the kids that are here, with this next generation coming up. This is what we do through our core values of being truthful, being helpful, being durable, and enjoyable. Help me out, church. We want to be truthful. What do we want to be? We want to be helpful. Say helpful. We want to be durable. We want to be enjoyable. Very good. Thank you so much, guys. Like I said, I want to have fun with you guys today. I want to make you guys interact a little bit. This summer, they did some amazing things. You kiddos were a part of some amazing things that actually you guys were learning within Summer Blast and Story Time and Summer Camp, right? There are all these amazing things. And you were learning about one guy. You were learning about Jesus this entire time. We were learning some specific things about him. And if you guys have your fill-ins, I want to go over this with you real quick. If you have them there, you can fill this in. We're going to learn this today, that every generation has a place in God's kingdom. Every generation has a place in God's kingdom. Kiddos, listen up. Wherever you guys are at, I'm trying to gauge where you guys are at still, okay? I'm talking to you guys. Jesus had a mission when he came. His mission was to seek and save the lost. He came to heal the sick, to fix the broken. And if you would know anything, if things like that were going around in our town, like word travels fast. People came, they gathered all around to see Jesus. So he has these people around him, and obviously everyone wants to see Jesus. But there was a group of people that came to him very intentionally, and they brought some people with them. I'm gonna tell you about that right now. Matthew 19, 13 through 15 reads like this, guys. It says, then people brought little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them. These people were parents. These people were just like you in the sense that you just brought your kids to church today. They were bringing their kiddos, their little ones, to Christ. But the disciples rebuked them. Jesus' followers, his inner circle, they were like, guys, Jesus is really busy. Jesus, thank you, that's great, but he's really busy. And Jesus says this, he responds, let the little children, what? Come to me. Do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. When he had placed his hands on them, he went on from there. Kiddos, listen up. When Jesus saw you guys, he stopped. He stopped. When everyone was just like, hey, Jesus is really, he's really busy, y'all. He's really busy. Jesus said, no. He looked at those kids and said, bring them to me. He embraced them. He placed his hands on them and he blessed them. He made time for those kids. How many of you guys know this statement? There's a place for everything, so put everything in its. Very good. I normally say that when I tell my kids to clean up after themselves, right? Like, put that where it goes. Just so you know, kiddos, you specifically have a place in God's kingdom. You specifically have a place in God's kingdom. The kingdom of heaven is offered to all of us by God's grace, by his mercy. Kiddos, you have a place in there because it's the way that you see the world is what this is referring to. Those who are like this, they have this sincere and purity of heart. The simplicity of the faith, of your faith, the humility in your hearts. These are the ideal characteristics that kids have when they look at their parents. When they look towards God and they think about who he is and who Christ is, there's just this purity in that. Jesus said at another time in chapter right before that, Matthew 18, verse 3, he says this, truly I tell you, unless you change and become like what? Little children. You will never inherit the kingdom of heaven. Parents, this is what we need to learn from our little ones in here. How do you look at your heavenly father, parents? We know what our kiddos are like just in who they are. How do you see your heavenly father? Do you have a sincere, pure love for your heavenly father? Simple faith that I will just trust God. Humility in your hearts. There's a place for everything, so put everything in its place. Very good, very good. Kids, where you at? You have a place in God's kingdom. You have a place at this church. HDC, there are people here every weekend making sure that your kiddos are well taken care of. They sacrifice their time, their energy, their resources to give them programming over in Point Discovery every weekend. There were volunteers here stepping up to make sure, man, they had an awesome time at Summer Blast, man. We had like almost 700 kids here, right? Packed out this auditorium. It was amazing. We got kids that showed up, little ones, for story time just to hear some gospel-centered stories and hang out. It was amazing what they actually did this summer. You have a place in God's kingdom. You have a place in God's church here at HDC, preparing generations of What church? World Changers. Little kiddos, I know you had your hands up. Let me put them up again. Put them up again real quick. Let me see. Very good. Repeat after me. Say, I belong here. You have a place here. We love you so much. We want to invest in you because you are the next generation of world changers. We know the importance of investing in that. You belong here. Parents, don't miss out on bringing your kids to Jesus. Don't bring out or miss out on bringing your kids to be blessed, to get them connected. Because I promise you, man, Jesus wants to embrace them. You have a place here, kiddos. I'm gonna talk to our kiddos. I'm gonna talk to our junior high and high schoolers. I'm gonna talk to you parents and grandparents here in a second. Yo, students, 7th through 12th grade, where you at? Let me see your hands. Where you at? I can see some of you. All right, cool. I see you. I see you over here. Let me see. All right, let's go. What's up, students? Yo, let me talk to y'all real quick. You guys, I know for a fact you're on a different level. You're on a different stage of life. Out of anything, I know for a fact you're trying to figure things out right now. Going to write this down, fill this out. Every generation has a purpose for God's glory. Every generation has a purpose for God's glory. If you want to look at the core values, this is truthful. I'm going to be truthful with you guys. Matthew 5, 14 through 16. It's a familiar passage that we know from one of Jesus' most famous sermons, right? His Sermon on the Mount. It reads like this, Matthew 5, verse 14. It says, you are the what? Light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people what? Light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your what? Good deeds and glorify their Father in heaven. Students, it's no secret. We know we live in a broken world, right? We see brokenness all around, whether it's right in front of us or through our screens. Like we know it. We see it. We recognize it. You are children of God, students. You have a purpose to shine God's light in a dark world. That's the truth. The truth is that is your purpose. It's like, if I got a flashlight, what's the purpose of this flashlight? It's to shine light. I'm trying to shine light. If I cover it up, what's the point of doing that, right? It shines light to show the way wherever I'm walking. If I can't see, if it's dark, if there's things in the dark, it's going to reveal those things. How many of you guys knew there was an antenna right there? Yeah, that's right. I had notes for this weekend either. They're going to move it by next weekend. So it reveals things. It shows things. It's helpful. Everything created has purpose. Every living person has purpose. However, every person living isn't always living out their purpose. Ephesians 2:10 reads like this. You guys might know this verse as well. For we are God's what? Handiwork. Created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Junior high and high school, I want you guys to know you are in this world, but you are not of this world. You are called to be different. If you were to think right now, students, this next generation at your level, are you living out your purpose? The world needs something different. The world needs change. Would we all agree that? Everyone in this audience, we all agree. This world needs change. I'm gonna challenge you guys. You be that change. You be the change that the world needs. You be the light in the darkness. You be God's comfort when people are hurting. You show God's love in a world of hate. You stand for truth in a world that's full of deceit and lies. You show a world who's craving for fulfillment, that God is the only one that can actually fill those needs and nothing else will sustain them. In a world craving for acceptance and identity, students, you go out there and be the change and let them know they have a place to belong in God's family at His church. You see, light shines brighter when it shines what? Together. It shines brighter when it shines together. You are not alone here. We are here to what? Prepare generations of world changers. We celebrated these things this summer. Man, summer camp, we had students intentionally let go of their phones, go up on a mountainside and connect with God. Intentionally disconnect from the rhythm of this world, from the rhythm of what we normally do on a daily basis to connect to God. We had students that you just heard from, right, that actually took time out of their summer to raise funds to actually go on a missions trip to serve people they didn't know, to just go where they were needed at a time out of their own summer break. Hey, I know for a fact, a lot of you guys in here helped support that. You maybe didn't go, but you guys were the ones supporting them, helping them raise funds to do that. Every Wednesday, we have worship service here. Every Wednesday, we have midweek service. We got worship, teaching, fun, hangout games. Small groups is about to kick off in the next month. Guys, I want you to know God is doing amazing things at this church for the next generation. If you guys don't know that, there's so many great things going on. Something that really happened last year, and I want to just even highlight this, because we think about the culture, and we think about the culture just kind of devouring our kids, our students, man, and it's something rightfully so to look at. But last year, we had a revival of Christian clubs that happened on school campuses. We had a revival here at Victor Valley High School, at Silverado, at University Prep, at Riverside Prep. We had people that stepped up, that came out of our youth to lead that in a public school, to show their faith, to be a light in the darkness, and champion those who wanted to honor God in their public school system. We might think that the culture's winning, but I promise you, man, God is working and kids are stepping up in the midst of that. Students, I want you to be invited to be part of that revival. We're gonna start small groups here, like I said, next month. There's an event that we're gonna have. It's called We Run the Night. If you want information on that, man, don't walk, run. Text RUN to 64567. You see what I did there? Yeah, so. It's gonna be an awesome time where student leaders are actually gonna be the ones running programming. They're gonna be running the night. It's gonna be them to own it, to step up and lead, because that's what we're here about. We're here to prepare the next generation of world changers. The truth is, you have a purpose for God's kingdom. Don't miss it. Get connected this year. Parents, where you at? Hey, do me a favor. If you're a parent and you brought kids here and you're in the auditorium, let me see y'all real quick. Help me out. There you go. Everybody give it up for the parents in the audience, because I know it was probably a struggle just to get here on time, on campus, in the car, whatever that looked like, to get out of the car and be like, hey, you're gonna pay attention. We're gonna be good when we sit in big service today, okay? So I know for a fact, you parents, I commend you guys on being here. If we want to look at these core values as well, here we go. Every generation, here's your last fill-in right there, needs parents to proactively prepare them. Every generation needs parents to proactively prepare them. I want to look at this from the core value of what we have of durability, okay? Here is, I know for a fact, a story a lot of you guys know. We were on Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, where he started that with the light of the world, right? He ends that sermon with a parable. And it reads like this. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. It says, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a what? Wise man, thank you, church, who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew, and it beat against the house, but it did not fall because its foundation was on the what, church? The rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great what? Crash. Students in here, I know you can help your parents out. Help me finish this out. What's the difference between a smart person and a wise person, students? A smart person knows what to do, but a wise person what? Does it. It doesn't matter how much we know, parents. What matters is what we do with that knowledge. James 1:22 tells us, not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves, do what it says. Parents, don't just know what's actually in your best interest of your family. Go out there and proactively do it. Parents, if I were to ask you sincerely in your hearts, how proactive are you actually being in your homes? You're here today, man. I commend you for that. If we want to talk about durability, it's interesting that this parable speaks about the same storm that hit both homes, right? But only one home survived because it was built on the right foundation. Somebody in here needs to hear this. If you wait till the storm hits your home, you're already too late. If it's like, oh, the storm is starting to rain right now, we better start doing something, we better get to church now. No, like, it's already too late. Because here it is, we invest our time, our energy, and resources in a lot of different things to build up our home. And I'm not saying a lot of those things are necessarily bad, but the truth is, when the storm of life comes, are those gonna be the things, if your foundation is gonna stay firm or not? If your house is gonna stay standing, if we invested in just the next hobby, the next sport, the next whatever, like those things aren't necessarily bad, but when the real storms of life hits, is that what's gonna actually keep your home intact? If I wanna look at this last core value of helpful, I just wanna share even my story of what I've seen HDC do in being helpful personally for me. You see, my beautiful wife and I, we've raised three kids through HDC. They're all adult kids now. Like, that was my youngest daughter, right? We got a 22, 21, and my daughter just graduated high school. And I want you to know, we were terrified for our kids to go into junior high and high school. Why, parents? Because we knew what it was like when we were in junior high and high school. Am I right? And it's like, oh, man, I don't want my kids to end up like that. We were terrified when they were little. And all we knew is like, man, we need Jesus. We need Jesus to fix that. We got connected to HDC specifically to try to build our home on the right foundation. And I want you to know, they came alongside us. They partnered with us to actually champion, to prepare generations of world changers. They live by that statement, and I kid you not, I'm so blessed to even be part of that. So what did we do? We made it a point to lead them spiritually through God's word, through prayer, by God's love and grace, definitely not our own power, but through God's power, he did that. And yeah, it took time out of our normal schedule, out of our normal rhythm. We had to adjust plans. We had to sacrifice some certain activities, but we made it a point. And I promise you, man, we walked through some storms, man. Our families walked through some fires, and we stayed standing by the grace of God. If you see any of my kids around, I'm like, I promise you, man, talk to them. Ask them, like, what we did, man. If you want to say, I know I'd say this a lot, too. I've taught a couple different classes for families, and it's like, that's cool. Pastor, teacher, guy, whatever, like, but what do your kids really say? Man, talk to them. You see them around, talk to them. Because I promise you, they'll let you know, man, like, yeah, praise God that we actually had our foundation built on the rock. We didn't just actually attend church. We actually made it a point to be part of the church. And that's why I want to encourage you guys today. What is it like for you to be part of the church? Are you actually connected? Are you actually going to a small group? Are you actually stepping out to serve? Because if it's not important to you, why is it going to be important to them? So if you guys want to be part of HDC, even what it looks like to be in partnership of preparing this next generation of world changers, you can text SERVE. Text SERVE to 64567. It's going to show you different ways to get connected through kids ministry, through student ministry. Man, we want you guys to be part. There's all different ways that you can serve as well. There's not like, oh man, like I don't have all these awesome answers to actually speak. Don't worry about that. Man, just step out in faith. That's my story. I started out as a junior high volunteer. I had no idea that God had different plans in mind for me. And I promise you, if God can use me, he could definitely use you. If any of you guys know me from way back when, it'd be like, that's God's joke. Like, hey, I could use Reggie. I promise you, I could use anybody. Man, get connected, because God has something so much bigger than you could possibly imagine to prepare this next generation of world changers. So I want you to be part of that. I'm gonna invite Pastor Mike Roberts up here, and we're actually gonna take some time to pray over this next season of school, this next season for our educators, man. So give it up, Pastor Mike.
All right, I wanna teach you a verse. You guys good at memorizing verses? You got this one, trust me. All right, here it goes, ready? Pray. Got to do the hand motion. It'll help you remember it. Pray. Continually. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. There it is. 1 Thessalonians 5. You just memorized a verse. Pray. Pray. Continually. Continually. All right. Here's the thing. We're going to pray in just a minute, but I want to pray in such a way that it reminds you how you should pray always, continually. All right. And here's the thing: do I have parents in the room, right? Would you like to be prayed for, not just today, but every day, continually? Yeah. Is there anybody in this room that is involved in education, homeschool, private school, public school, in any way. I don't care. Would you love it if people were praying for you continually? Anybody like that? How about you kids? Any kids in the room? Would you like it if people were praying for you continually? Wouldn't that be great to know that every time, every day, in every way, somebody was praying for you? And so we want to pray continually. So here's what I would encourage you to pray. When you think of parents, would you just think of the parents that are in your life and just make this a continual prayer? God, would you lead parents as they lead their homes? God, would you lead parents as they lead their homes? Man, if we could just pray that continually, I think that would be such a blessing to our parents. And when you think about people involved in education, no matter where it is, homeschool, public school, private school, it doesn't matter. Whatever your role is, even if you work in the office, man, we need to pray for those in education. Pray for our educators as they lead this next generation. God, we ask that you would lead our educators as they lead our next generation. We need to pray that continually. Amen? And then think about for children. God, would you lead our children as we lead them? God, would you lead our children as you lead them? Would you pray that continually? And so right now, I just want us to bow our heads, close our eyes. We're just going to take a few minutes and just pray for those kind of three areas as we go into this next year. Let's bow our heads. Father, thank you for this very simple exhortation, this command to pray continually. And God, how we need you in our homes, in our schools, working in our kids' lives. Lord, I just want to pray for parents. God, they have a responsibility before you. God, you've entrusted them with children to raise them to know you and follow you. And so, God, I pray that you would lead them as they lead their homes. God, would you give them wisdom? Would you give them courage? God, would you give them encouragement all throughout this next year? God, help them lead their children as you lead them. And God, we think about those who are involved in education. God, you supernaturally and strategically have placed people all over this desert in lots of different places, and they have so many opportunities. I just even reminded of an occupational therapist I was talking to last night that works in the school system. God, what an awesome opportunity to be a light in this world. And so, God, we just want to pray that you would lead our educators, lead those in the education system as they lead the next generation. God, would you bless them? Would you guide them? Would you please bring salvation to those who don't know you? And God, would you help the saved to be a light where you've placed them? And then, God, I think of our kids. And Lord, we pray for their protection. God, we pray that it wouldn't just be physical, that it would be spiritual, that it would be emotional, mental, in every way. God, would you just surround them with your loving care? And God, would you allow them, those who know you, to be a light to their classmates and to their teachers, and God, to the people you put around them supernaturally and strategically that need to know the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we pray for our children. We pray, God, that they would grow in wisdom and in stature and in favor with both God and man. And so, God, we ask for your covering in prayer over our children. And God, we thank you as a church that we get to do this together. God, help us to be mindful of those around us that just need our encouragement, our support throughout this next year. And so, God, we just lift these things to you because we know we don't have sometimes because we don't ask. And so, Lord, help us to continue to pray all the time, every day, for the people that you've put in our lives and in the lives of our children. And so, God, we lift these things to you in Jesus' name. And we all said together, Amen. Well, we're going to continue in our service. We've got some people following the Lord in baptism. It's going to be exciting. They made that decision this summer, and they want to stand up and publicly declare their faith in Jesus before y'all. So let's clap and cheer. Let's worship the Lord as they give their lives to Him.
All right, church, let's stand to our feet. Let's celebrate as a family. When they come out of that water, let's make sure to be loud and proud. Let's celebrate them. All right, let's sing it out. And goodbye yesterday. I'm living in the light of a new day. I won't waste another minute in my old ways. Praise the Lord, I've been born again. Goodbye yesterday, I'm living in the light of a new day. I won't waste another minute in my old ways. Praise the Lord, I've been born again. I've been born again. On this clap. Again and again and again and again. You rescued me out of the mess I was in. You traded my sorrow for something to sing. Now I'm dancing on the grave that I once lived in. And goodbye yesterday, I'm living in the light of a new day. I won't waste another minute in my old ways. Praise the Lord, I've been born again. Goodbye yesterday, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. I've got resurrection in my veins. Praise the Lord, I've been born again and again and again and again. You rescued me out of the mess I was in. You traded my sorrow for something to sing. Now I'm dancing on the grave that I once lived in. Again and again and again and again. You rescued me out of the mess I was in. You traded my sorrow for something to sing. Now I'm dancing on the grave that I once lived in. Have decided to follow Jesus. The world behind the cross before, and I won't turn back. I have decided to follow Jesus. The world behind the cross before. Come on, we declare it today. I have decided to follow Jesus. The world behind the cross before, and I won't turn back. I have decided to follow Jesus. The world behind the cross before, and I won't turn back. And no, I won't turn back. And no, I won't turn back. And the world behind cross before, and I won't turn back. And no, I won't turn back. And no, I won't turn back. The world behind the cross before, and I won't turn again and again and again and again. You rescued me out of the mess I was in. I traded my sorrow for something to sing. Now I'm dancing. Come on, this is our testimony today. I was in. You traded my sorrow for something to sing. Now I'm dancing on the grave that I once lived in.
Come on, put your hands up.
Now I'm dancing on the grave that I once lived in. Now I'm dancing on the grave that I once lived in. Now I'm dancing on the grave that I once lived in. Dancing on the grave that I once lived in. Dancing on the grave that I once lived in. Dancing on the grave that I once lived in. Dancing on the grave that I once lived in. Dancing on the grave. Cause I'm dancing on the grave that I once lived in. Dancing on the grave that I once lived in. Dancing on the grave that I once lived in. Dancing. Come on, let's sing it together. Yesterday, I'm living in the light of a new day. church, we got one more song, so let's sing it together. We all know that we know this one, so let's sing it out.
I was buried beneath my shame. Who could carry that kind of weight? It was my turn till I made
it. Hold your hands up.
I was breathing, but not. All my failures I try to hide. It was my turn till I made you.
Come on, church, let's say it again and declare it.
You come.
So much for worshiping with us. Hey, we have otter pops for you and the family in the courtyard, so go grab some. You guys are dismissed.